Welcome back to the Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world, to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day, on Yom Shlishi, the 18th day of the month of Adar. Today is day 529. So many of our dear brothers and sisters continue to be held hostage. We pray for the swift return home to their families. And additionally, with the ceasefire ended and back at war now, we pray, we'll have in mind when we say the Mishaberach for the Chayalim soon, for all of our dear Chayalim, all those serving, that Hashem please watch over them all and keep them safe and out of harm's way. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Daniel Rosenfeld of the Young Israel of Kew Gardens Hills in Queens, New York, to share words of Divrei Chizuk. He'll be followed by Rabbi Rosenfeld slowly reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Parak Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. The Tehillim will be followed by Achenu, which will be recited in Hebrew as well as in English. And then Rabbi Rosenfeld will lead us in the special tefillah for our dear Chayalim, for the soldiers of the IDF, followed by the Mishaberach for the Shrim, for those who are held captive, for hostages, and finally concluding with the Mishaberach L'Cholim, where he will pause to give each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To sign up to receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, that link is ou.org/Tehillim call. As I've been sharing, you will find a unique link within that email that has a list of all of the Chayalim, all of the soldiers who are desperately in need of a refuah and of the healing, whether it's physically or mentally, from this war. And we encourage you, please, during the pause, to insert their names in addition to all those whom you are already davening for, as well as at other times, please daven for them. Just want to share, we had a first on yesterday's call. Those of you who were on the call yesterday, we use a system, the number that all of you dial into daily, those of you who've been with us now for 5 years plus, there's a system on the back end that handles all the calls, brings all of your numbers up, and everyone is muted except for the hosts, which include myself, the rabbi, and any staff that we might have on at that moment. But for the first time ever yesterday, as I dialed in to the system and tried to log in on my computer, I was locked out. I could not access the system, which is a first in 5+ years of being at the helm of hosting this wonderful program of not being able to get in. Those of you stay on the call after it concludes. There's generally a function, a button that we can hit on our end that will end the program, which automatically causes your phone to hang up because the program is over. However, I was not able to hit that button, so some of you might have been on for a little while. Sometimes people linger on. I see sometimes on the screen if we don't end it right away. And that was only because behind the scenes there had been an accounting area that had been issue that had been done on the OU's end that did not allow that some names and passwords and emails and those who had access to get onto the system. So that was the first for me operating in the dark and not being able to be on screen as well. But this is probably all news to everyone listening that the call all in on flawlessly yesterday with really wow. I doubt anyone even realized it. But for me on my end, it was a little bit anxiety provoking. But Baruch Hashem, thank God, it all worked out. And with that, the chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rosenfeld.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Appreciate everything that you do and that the OU offers. And so glad to be here. There is a line, a statement, this time of year you'll hear people say quite often, and that is that you wish each other a chag kasher v'sameach. It should be a yontiv, a holiday that is kasher, and one of simcha. Sameach. Why do we specifically wish this greeting to people this time of year in between Purim and Pesach? So the Boston Rebbetzin, I quote often to my kehila, used to say, remember, don't make Purim so sameach that it's not kosher. And don't make Pesach so kosher that it's not Sameach. And that is because so often we miss the entire point of this time of year. Easier said than done, true. And to be clear, the halacha of cleaning for Pesach is imperative. But we often carry a lack of balance between the material and the spiritual tasks at hand. And I was deciding what to speak about with you this morning, this afternoon. We were just finished Purim. We're all kind of thinking about Pesach. Most of us, Rabbanim included, don't really start thinking about Pesach until right after Purim. But today I want to explore a little bit of both, a little bit of what one has to do with the other and why specifically they are where they are. Now, I once heard that on Purim, we can be assured it will be Besimcha, but perhaps we need more trying on the kasher side. But I think, especially now that we're in Pesach mode, Pesach is definitely going to be kasher, all the effort we invest in cleaning. But it's the challenge to remain Besimcha. So we find ourselves in between Purim and Pesach. I want to focus on the connection between these two chagim and the combination, hopefully, of the kasher and of the simcha. The Chassam Sofer, lived in the 19th century in Pressburg, writes that these days between Purim and Pesach are chavukim zebazeh. Literally, chavuk is a hug. They're hugging each other. These days are in the embrace of both Purim and Pesach. And in some ways, we find ourselves in its own holiday, its own zmanei chag, our own part of a holiday. So what are some connections between Purim and Pesach? Well, first things first, on a practical level, halacha teaches us that once Purim is over, it's actually time to start thinking about Pesach. Halachically, not practically, we get rid of our chametz, purge all of our chametz from that we got from a shlach manos in time. No, it's more than that. Because there's a halacha, shloshim yom kodem achag, sholom medorshim lehochos chag, 30 days before each unique shlosh regalim of the three pilgrimage festivals, you're supposed to start thinking about and learning about the next chag. So when would this begin for learning the laws and reviewing the laws of Pesach? Subtract 30 days from Pesach, which of course is the 15th of Nisan. That gets you to the 15th of Adar, which means the minute Purim ends, it's not just practical, it's halachic. We have a halachic obligation to start preparing for Pesach, or at least start thinking about Pesach. Another possibility, the Gemara says, and this I heard from Rabbi Daniel Glatstein in the Five Towns, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin Besimcha, a well-known Gemara at the end of Tainus. And Rashi on the Gemara there says, Yemei Nisim Li Yisrael, Purim U'Pesach. The days of miracles, to Klal Yisrael, are Purim and Pesach. I understand what he's talking about when he says Purim. Purim is in Adar, Mishenichnas Adar. When Adar comes in, we're so happy because of all the Simcha that happened, all the miracles that happened in Adar. But how can Rashi say Purim and Pesach? Pesach is in Adar. Well, the Eliyahu Rabba, who lived in the early 18th century in Prague, says that we see from here, Mishenichnas Adar, Marbin Besimcha, also applies to Pesach. Believe it or not, like I said, easier said than done. So the Simcha of Adar, it's not just only for Adar. It keeps going from Adar all the way until Pesach, according to Rashi. These two are days of Simcha. So perhaps I could humbly suggest that this is our avoda this time of year. That even when we begin keeping the halachos of Pesach, start learning about the halachos of Pesach and thinking about all our chametz and all the cleaning that we're going to do right after Purim, we have to ensure that there is a simcha element to Pesach just like there is by Purim. I'll end with some other fascinating connections, just food for thought, between Purim and Pesach, because you'll notice many point out that a significant amount of the Purim story seemed to have happened on Pesach. In fact, many suggest the entire story happened around the Pesach Zman, or in between Purim and Pesach. For example, Belailahu Nazadosh Nasa Melech, the turning point of the story when Achashverosh can't fall asleep at night, and we know the rest of the story. Belailahu on that night, which night? Our rabbis tell us it was Leil Pesach. It was the night of Pesach. Another idea, Medrash Rabba says, when Esther found out about the Gezerah, found out what would happen to her Jewish people, she was in the middle of getting rid of her chametz. Which means, fast forward 3 days, we know she fasted for 3 days, that would come out that she fasted on Pesach, which is incredible in its own right. And last but not least, you may need a calculator for this, or you'll just trust my math, but the Suda al HaChashverosh we're taught lasted for about half a year, 180 days. Now, it began on Rosh Hashanah, So 180 days, about 6 months, gets you to the third of Nisan, Gimel Nisan. However, the Manos Levi, Rav Shlomo Kabetz, says, when the Megillah says Yamim Rabim, we understand Yamim to mean 2 days, and Rabim to mean 3 days. 3 plus 2, you don't need a calculator for that one. Add 5 days to the third of Nisan, gets you to Ches Nisan. Achashverosh, after that 180 days, made a special Suda just for the people of Shushan, try to butter them up, for 7 days. Which means the climax of the Suda, 7 days after the 8th of Nisan, would in fact get you to the 15th of Nisan, Leil Pesach. So the entire story, both stories are connected, Purim and Pesach, two sides of the same coin, if you will. May we all have a Chag Kasher V'Sameach, remembering that just as important as it is to have a Yom Tov that is Kasher, and it will be, it should also be filled with Simcha. Going to begin for everyone with Tehillim Chof, and then we'll go throughout the rest of the Tehillim. L'amnatzeach Mizmor LeDavid, Ya'ancho Adonai B'yom Tzara, Yisagebcha Shem Elohe Yaakov, Yishlach Ezrecha Mikodesh U'mitzion Yisadecha, Yizkor Kominchosecha V'olascha Yidashen Estelo, Yitin Lecha Kivavecha Lechol Asascha Yimalei, Ne'aran Abishu Asecha U'Rashem Eloheinu Nigdol, Yimalei Adonai Kim Komishal Osecha, Atoya Dati Giyoshi Adonai Mashicho Yaneu Mishmei Kacho Beguros Yesha Yimino, Eile Varechev, Eile Vasusim, Vanachtu B'Shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Hema Karov Nepalu, Vanachtu Kamnu Vanesodad, Adonai Yoshia HaMelech Yanenu V'Yom Kareinu. Tehillim Chaf Gimel. Mizmor LeDavid, Adonai Rovi Lo Echzar, Bin Oz Deshe Yarbitzeni Yamei Menucho Sina Aleni, Nafshi Yishovev Yanchedi B'Maglei Tzedek L'man Shemo, Gam ki elech begeit samoves lo ira ra, ki ato imadi, shivtecha mishantecha hima yinachamuni, tarot ufanai shulchan neged torerai, dishanta bashemen roshi kosi rebaya, ach tov v'chesed yudfuni kol yemei chayai, vishavti v'beis Adonai liorech yamim. Kufchaf Aleph, 121. Shir lamalo, tesoinai elori miyayin yavo ezri, Ezrim im Adonai yosei shamayim v'aret. Al yitim lama raglecha, yanum shomrecha. Hine lo yinam lo yishan, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzolcha yad minecha. Yomam ha-shamesh lo yekecha, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmorcha mikol ra, yishmor et nafshecha. Adonai yishmor tzeif kavuecha, mi'ata v'yad olam. Kuf Lamed. Shira malos, mamakim krasicha, Adonai. Adonai Shema Bekoli, Tiyenu Aznecha Chashivos, Lekol Tachanunai, Yim Avonos Tishpoya, Adonai Miyamon, Kim Chasricha Leman Divarei, Ki Visi Adonai Kifsa Napshi, Velidvaro Cholti, Napshi Adonai Mishomrim Naboker, Shomrim Naboker, Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Yacheser Barmimo Pedus, Vuhu Yiptas Yisrael, Mikol Avonosov. Last parak of Tehillim, Kuf Mem Beis. Maskil David bioso bamara sila kolil adonai yezak kolil adonai yeschanan eshpoch lefanav tzichi sarasi lefanav agid biyisatef alay ruchi biyate yadata nesivasi vorasu alech tamnu pachli habet yamin v'rei v'in limakir avad v'manos v'meni in deresh v'napshi zoakti alech adonai amarti atamach tzicha kiberet hachayim הקשיבה אורי נפשי גדלוסי מאור, עתילני מירות פאי, כי ימסו ממני. הוציאו ממזכר נפשי להודות השמך, בי אקבירו צדיקים, כי סגמול עלי. זה אחינו, in Hebrew and then in English. אחינו קובייס ישראל, הנסונים מסורו ושוויה העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה. המוק מירחים עליהם ויוציאים מסורו לרווחה, ומאפלו ליורה ומשיבה דגאולה, For our brothers, the whole house of Israel who are in distress or captivity on sea or land, may the All-Present have compassion on them and lead them from distress to relief, from darkness to light, from oppression to freedom. How appropriate to say that as well with what's going on in the world. Now swiftly and soon, and let us say Amen. Say Amishverach for the IDF. Misha Beirach Avosenu Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. Who Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzva Hagana LeYisrael, V'anshei kochos habitachon. Ha'omdim ha'mashmar atzenu v'yarei Eloheinu. Nigvo ha'vanan v'memar mitzrayim. U'menayam ha'gadol alavo ha'rava v'chol makom she'im. V'yabasha ba'avir v'yam. Yitena Adonai ha'soyvenu ha'kamim aleinu negafim lefneihem. Ha'kadosh baruch hu yishmor v'yatsir l'schayelenu mikol tzara v'tzuka o'mikol nagra v'machla. V'yishlach bracha v'atzlacha. For our hostages. Misha Beirach Avosenu, Avram, Yitzhak, Yaakov, Yosef, Moshe, Aaron, Davru, Shlomo. Who Yvarech, Yishmo, Yinsur, Es Nedre, Tva, Haganali, Israel, Ushvuyav, Yaz Kolachinu, and Asunu Mitzaro, Vishivya. Ba'avor shekol akal akadosh azem ispalo ba'avuram. Hakadosh Baruch Hu imali rachamim aleihem. Yotei mechoshech betalmaves umosroseihem yinatek u mi mitzukoseihem yoshiim yoshiim mehera lecheik bishvachoseihem. Yodu la'adonai chasto v'nifnosav v'nebnei adam v'ikuyem ha'mekwak shekasur v'utei adonai ufut v'vidui adonai yishuvun v'vau tiyam birina v'simcha salam arosham sason v'simcha yasigu. Benasu Yagon Vanacha Benomar Amen. Last Yishaberach will be for all Cholim. When I pause, please insert the name for anyone or people you might be davening for at this time. Yishaberach Avosenu Avram Yitzhak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Ushlomo Yivarech Yirape Esa Cholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yimali Rachamim Aleihem, Lachimam Rafosam, Lachcham Lachiosam, Yishlach Lehem, Meiru Avoa Shleimu Rishamayim, Lachol Ibrahim, Lachol Gideyem, Besoch Shar, Chol Yisrael, Rafuas HaNefesh, Rafuas HaGuf. Hashta Ba'adola, Uvizman Kariv, Benomar Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenthal. We look forward to having you back on the program. Please, God, in Yirat Hashem, in the near future, for us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together. Don't despair. Remember that the best is yet to come. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizik, strength, and hope to all of Am Yisrael around the world, wishing everyone a wonderful day.